For more than a quarter of a century, WKAR-TV's Quiz Busters has celebrated students from mid-Michigan high schools in a fast-paced question-and-answer contest. Quiz Busters host Matt Ottinger brings his A-game every week, Saturdays at 5:30, 6, and 6:30 on WKAR-TV, and Wednesday at 8, 8:30, and 9 on WKAR World. In addition to the high school competitions, Quiz Busters produces an annual special edition featuring well-known adult members of the local community. One of this year's special editions becomes even more specialized with Wednesday's 6 p.m. taping of Quiz Busters Classical. It's the first ever classical music-themed edition of the show. Members of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, MSU College of Music, and WKAR music hosts will square off on two teams to compete for Mid-Michigan classical bragging rights. You're invited, by the way, to attend Wednesday's taping here at WKAR. Doors open at 6. It's free. WKAR's Peter Wharf caught up with Quiz Busters host Matt Ottinger last week to talk about the special and some show history.
27th season that we're starting this fall. For the high schoolers, it's just known as Quiz Bowl. It's a chance for the smarter students, the sharper students, the more clever students to compete in a competition of questions and answers, not unlike Jeopardy. A wide variety of topics. We don't give them study materials. They don't know what we're going to throw at them. It could be absolutely anything. And these students come and play our game in our studio. Now, Quiz Bowl, of course, is something that they do year-round anyway, that many, many, many versions that aren't televised.
Right.
They always love our version because they get to be on television.
Right. Matt, I know many of your friends know, and folks around here at WKAR certainly know, your long passion for game shows. when did it all start?
Oh, from childhood. I've told this story so many times, yeah. And I'm still not sure that I'm making it interesting enough, but I wanted to be a game show host when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid... And I played sports. I played football. I played baseball. But what I would do in the neighborhood is I would gather my fellow, classmates,
friends,
kids,
yeah,
together,
yeah,
and we would play versions of the games that I was watching, in summertime, because they were all in the daytime back then. Password and Jeopardy back then, and the Pyramid Show, and many, 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 many others.
Sure.
I'd get my friends together. We'd play those, and I, of course, would be the host. I always thought, wouldn't it be fun to be a game show host? Never really expecting it would happen. And here I am in the middle of Michigan being a game show host. It's kind of silly, really.
How's the game played? The Quiz Bowl, Quiz Busters game played?
The standard version. There are toss-up questions that all eight players get a chance to answer, four on each side, two teams.
A 2014 article says that he finally realized in 1931 that his idea of a static universe was unstable, and thus changed his thoughts to reflect an expanding universe. Name this scientist who before that introduced the cosmological constant that was needed to fit his static universe idea into his general... Okemos Ravi.
Einstein.
It took us all the way down to the end. I was going to say general theory of relativity.
And then the team that gets the correct answer to that toss-up question controls a bonus category.
Right.
Okemos, Scott answers from you. Identify these people who were born in Finland. First, this composer of the late Romantic period wrote his masterwork Finlandia in honor of his homeland.
Give me a Finnish name.
Need an answer. No?
Stravov.
Sibelius. Jan Sibelius is his name. Tough bonus there. All right, new toss-up.
And that's really all it is. We ask the toss-up, and then the team that gets the toss-up plays the bonus questions, and then back to another toss-up. It's toss-up, bonus, toss-up, bonus. That's standard. And then we throw in our own elements that are kind of unique to our program as opposed to the Quiz Bowl that's done elsewhere. Our lightning round, which is 60 seconds of rapid-fire questions. We have a quick 10, the first 10 questions of the game that also move very quickly. And then our signature game for our version, for Quiz Busters, is what we call the pop quiz, where the students pair off. One student from one team plays against one student from another team. Mm-hmm. They're given, in most cases, it'll be different for our classical edition, but in most cases, they're given all the answers in this game, in this pop quiz, are going to start with a certain set of letters. So they all have those letters in their heads, and we start firing off questions. And each player plays against another player for three questions, and then boom, the next pair play.
What section or what part of the game do contestants tell you is sort of the most stressful, the most pressure?
Well, I'll go back to that pop quiz because I think, for one thing, it's not something that the students typically play. It is unique to our maybe somebody somewhere else does something similar, but we think of it as being pretty unique to our game. So it's not something they're familiar with. Moreover, other than the pop quiz, it's a team game. When you're playing the pop quiz, it's just you and one other person. So there's a lot of pressure on that. I actually have had a student whose parent gave me a report that he had written, a little essay he had written about the emotions going through him when he plays Quizbusters.
What were some of those?
Well, it was basically the fear when it was the one-on-one. Absolutely. Right. The terror of being in the hot seat, being on call. I mean, if you mess up badly, and we've had some glorious mistakes in the pop quiz, everybody knows it. And, you know, we try not to tease. Usually the kids have a pretty good sense of humor, but that's where you can really embarrass yourself if you're not careful.
When I asked you first about the possibility of Quizbusters Classical, your response was pretty positive right away. Why was that?
Absolutely. Well, there is precedent for a game like ours to devote the entire game to one subject.
Right.
In our game, it's basically a handful of subjects. We define subjects broadly. We have literature questions, we have science questions, we have history questions, we have geography questions, and we have fine arts questions. Now, certainly classical music falls within that fine arts category, but you could easily take any one of those subject matters and make a whole game about just that. Mm-hmm. And there are students who would love to play that version because we typically will have on a given team, there'll be the literature expert and the science expert.
Right.
And that literature person would love to play a game of nothing but literature questions.
Right. Or you might have the band or orchestra player on that.
Absolutely. Music is a very common part of what we do in the regular Quizbusters game. So it was a pretty easy thing to move from that to expanding it out to being a classical version.
In recent years, you've created and produced versions of celebrity Quizbusters where you take the show out of students' hands. So again, this isn't completely new ground for you. But what does it do for better or for worse when you do a celebrity or a different version of the show?
Let's say different. We don't like to use the word celebrity, but it basically it's grown-ups.
Community. People
exactly.
That we might know.
Featuring some of MidMichigan's most notable personalities. Musician Wally Pleasant, Sweetylicious bakery owner Linda Hunt, and Sexton High School basketball coach Carlton Valentine are just a few of the guests playing our game that night. Be part of the studio audience. Admission is free. Doors open at 6:30.
The special edition versions, we call it. That's something we've been very fond of doing for a long time and finally had a chance to start doing it 4 years ago. This will be our fourth version. We're doing a couple of those as well as the classical version. For one thing, it draws many more people to our show. Many people who may not have experienced the show before, they hear about these people that they know from the community, sports, from television, from radio, and they say, oh, let's check out what this is. And if they like it enough, then they might go and watch the regular game, even if they don't have students who are playing in the game. Right. So it brings attention to the show. That's always a positive thing. It's always a positive experience. We've had dozens now of the adults playing the game, and universally, they're all just thrilled to have done it and often want to do it again.
Quizbusters Classical will be taping Wednesday night, beginning, well, we'd like to have you there at 6 o'clock. If you can be there, we hope we'll see you in the audience. Matt Onger, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.